This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main, and this is your QNN community update. From Q News, friends and colleagues will gather to celebrate the life of the late Phil Carswell, a pioneer and legend of gay liberation and HIV/AIDS activism in Australia, at a Melbourne memorial later this month. Phil passed away at his Brisbane home on March 17 and leaves behind an incredible legacy, which includes fearless leadership in the earliest days of the AIDS crisis and the Victorian AIDS Council. Thorn Harbour Health, formerly the Victorian AIDS Council, announced the memorial and celebration of Phil's life and legacy will take place on Monday, April 22 from 3 p.m. at the Edge in Fed Square. Thorn Harbour's president Jane Duke said, "We use the label legend for many people who have played important roles in our community, but it's completely true and appropriate of Phil. He lived an incredible life, and our LGBTQ+ communities owe him a debt of gratitude for his remarkable contribution to our collective health and well-being. He received a Medal of the Order of Australia in 2015 for his outstanding service to the community health and the response to HIV/AIDS. Phil is survived by his partner of 40 years, Ian Cherry, whom he married in New York in 2013. From Pink News, TikTok star Scott O'Halloran has passionately hit out at the AFL after Jeremy Finlayson reportedly used a homophobic slur during a recent match, saying that the organisation bears responsibility following a similar incident just last month. During the third quarter of Port Adelaide's 69-point win over the Bombers last Friday night, Finlayson directed a homophobic slur towards an Essendon player. Scott, who was a popular figure on the social media platform, where he has more than 500,000 followers, posted a video last Sunday to slam the AFL over the huge problem of homophobia in the game. In the video, Scott said, "The AFL have a huge problem on their hands and they're the ones to blame," adding, "Recently, Alistair Clarkson, a coach in the AFL, used a homophobic slur and all he got was a small fine in comparison to the man's salary." Scott's comments come after North Melbourne coach Clarkson being fined $20,000 and suspended for 2 matches after allegedly using a homophobic slur against 2 St Kilda defenders in March. He concluded the video by saying, "AFL, you are supposed to be a leader. There has never been a gay AFL player that has come out of the closet and I wonder why. It comes from the top down, so this homophobia needs to stop." From BBC News, Europe's biggest annual LGBTQ+ multi-sports event will be held in Cardiff in 2027. The Welsh capital will be the first UK city to host the Euro Games. First staged in 1992, organisers say that the event was set up in response to discrimination and to promote integration in sport. Pride Sports Simru, the team behind Cardiff's successful bid, said it was an amazing opportunity to showcase that Wales had a welcoming culture. They said they expected up to 10,000 athletes from across Europe to compete in venues across the city. Duncan Cameron, chair of the Cardiff Lions, the first gay and inclusive rugby union club in Wales, said it was a huge benefit to raise the profile of inclusive sport. Up to 10,000 competitors are expected to take part, and this will include some transgender athletes. Some national and international sports governing bodies have banned transgender women from competing in female categories. The Euro Games tournament is governed by the European Gay and Lesbian Sports Federation and is a sports for all event, meaning it is open to everyone regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, age and skill level. Turning to QNN Sport now and from ABC News. Last month, the Queer Sporting Alliance took out the Outstanding Contribution to Sport Award at the Victorian Pride Awards. The QSA is Australia and New Zealand's largest LGBTQ+ sporting club, and the award recognises its ongoing efforts to provide queer-friendly sporting environments and events. They have included Australia's first and largest queer basketball tournament, which featured more than 180 players from around Australia and took place on Wurundjeri country in the northern suburbs of Nam, Melbourne in Jan 2024. The QSA's focus is on participation and creating a space for all those who have previously been excluded from sport. The tournament and all QSA programs welcome queer folk as well as straight allies. QSA President Stella Lessig said the tournament was significant because it ensured players of all gender identities could participate. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search QNN. I'm Joel King Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.